Baseball Explained. Hey guys, in this video, I'm going to give you a very simple explanation about a sport called baseball. Do you know anything about baseball? Most of my subscribers are immigrants from other countries who know nothing about baseball. And that's understandable because baseball doesn't exist in most countries in the world. Does it exist in your country? I've lived in several countries in the world and I've never seen baseball played in any of those countries. But it's a very common sport here in Canada and the US. Okay, so if you're walking around a community here in the summertime in Canada, you're going to see people playing baseball. Right? Now, each sport has hundreds and hundreds of unique terms. Right? And the more vocabulary you know, the more you can enjoy a sport. Right, if you're watching a sport on TV, the people are talking about the sport and they're using terms that, if you know those terms, you're going to enjoy the sport more. Right? Baseball has hundreds and hundreds of unique terms that are only used in baseball. Now, in this video, I'm not going to teach you all the terms, but we're going to talk about a few terms as I try to give you a very simple explanation about this sport. Because I always ask my students, hey, do you know anything about baseball? And most of the time they say, nothing. I don't know anything about the game. What is it? Okay, so I'm just going to give you a simple explanation here, all right? So there are two kinds of baseball. Kind of two categories, fast pitch and slow pitch. Okay, the word pitch means to throw the ball. So the person who throws the ball is called the pitcher, right? And so there are two kinds. So, like if you're walking around your neighborhood here in Canada, and if you see some people playing baseball, they might be playing fast pitch or they might be playing slow pitch, right? If you see the pitcher kind of throw the ball up like this, just very slowly, then it's slow pitch. And it's probably, I don't know, it's more informal, okay? Professional baseball is fast pitch. Now look at my hat. What kind of hat is this? Well, my hat is the Toronto Blue Jays hat, and that is the Blue Jays play in the Major League. Okay, so Major League Baseball, sometimes people call it MLB, that's fast pitch. Okay, so that's very, it's a professional, well, it's the most professional level of baseball. Now, guys, today is the most exciting day in Canadian baseball since 1993. Today, Halloween 2025. Today, October 31st, 2025 is the most exciting day in Canadian baseball since 1993. Why? It's because the Toronto Blue Jays, who are Canada's only baseball team, Canada has one professional baseball team. This one, they're called the Toronto Blue Jays. A blue jay is a bird. It's the name of a kind of bird. Blue jay, that's the blue jay, right? So the Toronto Blue Jays tonight can win the World Series. That's the highest win. It's the highest level, it's like winning the World Cup, basically. Soccer has a World Cup. Now in soccer, right, the World Cup is only one match. Like, the World Cup final is one match. But in baseball, the finals is called the World Series, and it's a best of seven series. Okay, best of seven means the first team to win four games wins. They win the World Series. It's kind of like in hockey, right? Ice hockey, they have the Stanley Cup. The final series in hockey is called the Stanley Cup, and that's also a best of seven series. So it's not just one match, it's a best of seven. Now, right now, in the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Toronto has won three games, and the Dodgers have won two games. So, did I say the Toronto Maple Leafs? Toronto Maple Leafs is hockey. Did I say that? I don't know. I meant the Blue Jays. So, the Blue Jays have won three games, and the Dodgers have won two games. So, tonight is game six. Who's going to win? Is it going to be LA? Or is it going to be the Blue Jays who win the World Series? So they could win tonight, Friday night. Or if the Blue Jays don't win tonight, they have tomorrow, Saturday, which would be game seven. All right, so if the Blue Jays lose tonight, well, then it would be 3-3, and it needs to go to a final seventh game. And it's at home. So these last two games are in Toronto. So if the Blue Jays win at home this weekend in Toronto, that's going to be huge. It's going to be huge news in Canada. Because, guys, most Canadians support the Blue Jays because the Blue Jays are Canada's only team. And it's been that way for a long time. And so if you come to Canada here, or if you travel across the country, you're going to see a lot of Canadians wearing a Blue Jays cap like this. And the reason is because, you know, Toronto, the Blue Jays, it's not just Toronto. It kind of represent Canada. So that's why for me, I don't live in Toronto. I've never lived in Ontario. So why am I wearing this hat? I like the Blue Jays. I've liked the Blue Jays ever since I was a kid, right? And in 1992 and 1993 was when they won, when the Blue Jays won. And now they haven't won for that amount of time. Were you even alive in 1993? I know many of my viewers weren't even born then. So, wow, that's a long time. So, guys, we're at the end of this series. There are only two games left. Maybe just one game left. Maybe tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays will win the World Series. I hope so. This is going to be exciting. So, are you going to watch it tonight? Are you going to watch the game tonight? If you do watch the game tonight, I just want to give a very simple explanation of this sport, just so you can understand it and kind of enjoy it a little bit, right? So, a baseball diamond is the place where they play. This area is called a baseball diamond. You know, this is actually a baseball field. The diamond technically refers to this inner part here. See these four white things? They kind of make a diamond shape. That's why it's called a baseball diamond. But very often people use the word baseball diamond to talk about this whole area. Okay, so you're going to hear the word diamond. It's the place where baseball is played. Now, a baseball field has an infield. This area is also called the infield. And this area out here is called the outfield. Okay, now, here in the infield, you'll see four bases, basically. This one is called the home plate. So that's where the batter stands at home plate and he hits the ball. Okay. This base is called first base, and then second base and third base. Now, the reason this one is called home plate instead of home base is because it's actually a plate in the ground. It looks like this. This white thing is like a plate inside the ground. Okay. The other ones, like first base, second and third base, they're more like a bag on top of the ground. Okay. And if you're watching baseball, you'll hear they use the word bag, right? So yeah, it's something like that, looks like this. Okay. So it's a little bit different than home plate. Okay. Now, are we still recording, guys? Yes, we are. Thank you for joining me today. I'm excited for the Blue Jays. I just want them to win. I hope they win tonight. It's going to be too nerve-wracking. If it goes to Game 7, millions of Canadians are going to be very nervous. Okay, so guys, the pitcher is the person who throws the ball. Okay, the pitcher stands here. Right, this little circle kind of in the middle. And that's called the pitcher's mound. So this area is this, it's kind of a hill. That's why it's called the pitcher's mound, right? The word mound kind of means a small hill. It's like raised a little bit, right? So he stands up here and he pitches kind of downward to the catcher. Okay. Now, the idea in baseball, let's say this is the batter, okay? He's going to try to hit the ball. He's going to run, if he hits the ball somewhere out here, he's going to run to first base and maybe to second base and, you know, maybe to third and home. So this, he's going to run in a counterclockwise direction. He's going to run this way. He can't run this way. That's illegal. You have to go this way around. And when you get back here, when you get home, that's called a run. Okay? So the idea in baseball is to get runs. So a point in baseball is called a run. Just like in soccer, a point is called a goal. In basketball, they're called points. In tennis, are they in a, are they called points in tennis? It goes 50, love 15, 30, 40. Can't even remember, guys. It's been a while since I watched tennis. So, yeah. So the run, the idea is you need to get runs. And the team with the most runs wins. That's the idea. Okay? So he's going to run. He's going to hit the ball. And he's going to run to first base. Okay? And maybe he's going to just stop there. Because if he keeps running, they're going to throw the ball to the second guy, baseman here, and he might be out. So he might just stop. And then the next guy who comes to bat is going to hit it, and this guy may be run here, maybe to third base. Okay? So that's kind of the idea. The batter is going to hit the ball and run. Now, if the batter hits the ball in this area, then it's called fair. It's a fair ball. Do you see these white lines here? If it goes outside these white lines, that's called a foul ball. Okay? So it's very common in baseball for, you know, they're trying to hit it here, but the thing is, it's hard to hit it, and so maybe it goes off their bat, and it kind of goes out here or out here. That's called foul. So you're going to hear this word a lot in baseball. But if they hit it here, that means they can run. If they hit it foul, that means they're going to pitch it again. And it's he's not allowed to run if it's foul. Okay? So the pitcher needs to throw the ball. He needs to pitch the ball in an area where the batter can hit the ball. Okay? And this area is called the strike zone. Okay? And it's the decision of the umpire. This guy standing back here is the umpire, or the ump for short. People call him the ump. The ump will decide if a pitch is in this area where the batter can hit it or not. Okay? So the pitcher, you know, the pitcher might intentionally, you know, throw it down a bit too low, maybe to get the guy, try to get the guy swinging. So, I mean, the pitcher doesn't always throw it in this area, but sometimes he does, right? So it's up to the pitcher. But yeah, this area is called the strike zone. It's kind of an imaginary, you know, box where the ball needs to go through. And this guy's called the catcher, or the back catcher. So this guy's, he's going to catch the pitch if this guy, the batter, doesn't, if he doesn't hit it. Okay? Now, if the pitcher go, if the ball goes through this box, it's called a strike. Okay? If it doesn't go in this box, it's called a ball. Does that make sense? So this umpire, you're going to hear him say, strike, or ball. So he's going to call balls and strikes. That's his job. Okay. And if you get three strikes, you're out. So the batter, if he gets three strikes, let's say the pitch, the ball comes in, it goes through the box, the imaginary box, and he doesn't swing. Well, if it's a strike, the umpire will say strike. So that's strike one, right? He didn't swing. But imagine if the batter, you know, if he tries to swing, anytime he swings, if he misses, then it's a strike. Okay? So if he swings and misses, that's called a strike. So basically three strikes and he's out. So you'll see the umpire say, strike three, you're out of here. Right? Four balls mean a walk. So the batter gets to walk to first base. So it's kind of like he hit it. He didn't hit it. And he didn't hit it because the pitching was so bad, right? The pitcher didn't throw it through the box. He kept throwing it in a place where it wasn't really ideal to hit it. And so the umpire called four balls and the batter gets to walk. He gets to walk to first base. Okay? Now, there's something called a home run in baseball. It's a big hit. If the batter hits it really hard and it goes over this little wall here, goes into the crowd, into the fans, right? Then it's called a home run. And then the batter will run here. I mean, the ball's already out of play, so he doesn't need to run fast. He's just going to jog and enjoy all the people cheering. He's just going to jog here to first base, second base, third base, and then he's going to come home. He has to do that. Okay, he can't just stand there. I mean, the running is a bit useless, but it needs to happen. So he needs to go here, and he needs to touch this base, and then he needs to touch this base with his foot, right? And this base with his foot, and then he needs to come home and touch home plate with his foot. That's the only way the home run will count. Okay, so there's a situation, which is very common in baseball, where there are guys on each base. So he's up to bat, right? There's a guy on first, second, and third base. So this is called bases are loaded. Okay, you'll hear the people on TV say the bases are loaded. That means if this guy hits a home run, that's going to be four runs that they get. And that's called a grand slam. Okay? So if he hits a home run with the bases loaded, that's a grand slam and it equals four runs. A big, exciting, you know, it's a very exciting time in the game. Not every game has a grand slam. I mean, most games there are a few home runs. But if there's a grand slam, I mean, that's the most exciting moment in the game, especially if it's at the end of the game when it's a close game, then it's really exciting. Okay. So these are the runners, right? They're trying to get home to score runs. But there are other players on the field, the defenders. The defenders are trying to prevent these people from getting runs. And they are these guys. The pitcher, the catcher, or the back catcher. Two things you can call this guy. Catcher, back catcher. Each person on the bases are called basemen. So this is the first baseman, the second baseman, and the third baseman. Okay, this guy who stands here, this guy pink, I just made up these colors. In real life, they're not pink or blue, okay? They're normal looking guys like me. You know, they and the thing about baseball is there's actually a lot of, so baseball is very interesting because even though baseball is mostly just played in North America, it's most common in North America. Actually, a lot of players come from different countries. So they come from Japan. A lot of the best players from Japan or from maybe Cuba. So there are some different ethnicities in baseball. There are white people, black people, you know, Asians, Latin American, maybe, or I don't know, Venezuelans, maybe. I'm not sure. I know baseball is, it's actually a pretty common sport in certain countries. In certain countries between the U.S. and Venezuela, I would say. I don't think it's very popular in, like, Brazil or Argentina or any of those, but kind of on some of those islands, I think like Cuba or places like that, they do play a lot of baseball. So you'll see different ethnicities. It's kind of a cool, it's a cool game that way, right? So those are the infielders. Okay, these people playing right here, the infielders. These are the outfielders. Outfielders. All right, so this area of the field is called right field. This is center field, and this is left field. All right, so this guy is playing right field. He's a right fielder or a right outfielder, right? This guy is a center fielder. This guy is a left fielder, okay? So those are the players who are defending. They're trying to prevent runs from happening, okay? So now, guys, there's a kind of play in baseball called stealing, where you steal a base. Okay, so you know, you might hear it saying like, "Oh, this guy stole third base." Stole third base. What does that mean? If you steal a base, that means you run to the next base without the batter hitting it. Okay, so imagine if the pitcher throws kind of a wild pitch and it misses the catcher, that means the catcher has to run back and get the ball, right? And during that time, this guy is allowed to steal here, or this guy could steal second base. So that's called stealing, all right? So it's a kind of an interesting idea. You can move forward, you can advance a base without even this guy hitting it, all right? So it's kind of an interesting dynamic of the game. Now, let's talk about the kinds of hits. There are different kinds of hits. So you'll hear these terms if you watch baseball. Maybe tonight, you'll watch the game. It's not called a match, it's called a baseball game, right? So what are the kinds of hits? There's a home run. Okay, home run is a very hard hit that goes, you know, way out past that wall into the crowd. Home run. There's another kind called a line drive. A line drive means a hard hit that kind of goes straight off the bat. It doesn't go up, it goes straight. It's usually a pretty hard hit. It goes straight in, you know, one of the directions, center or right or left. That's called a line drive. There's another kind of hit called a fly ball. Okay, a fly ball means you hit it and it goes up off your bat, look pretty high out into the outfield. That's a fly ball. Okay, it kind of goes arcs like that. Okay, and then there's a kind of hit called a pop up. A pop-up means it kind of goes straight up off your bat. Right? I mean, the batters, they're never trying to do this. They don't want to do a pop-up. But sometimes it's hard to hit the ball, right? You try to hit it, it goes off the top part of your bat, and it goes straight up. And then maybe the pitcher or the catcher will catch it, and you're out. You know, so that's called a pop-up. A grounder. A grounder means a kind of hit that kind of goes along the ground. The ball kind of goes down off the bat, and it goes along the ground. Okay? Now, there's another kind of a weird kind of hit in baseball called a bunt. A bunt is where you don't swing the bat, right? Because most of the time the batters are standing like this and they swing the bat. A bunt means they go like this, they hold the bat like this, and they just try to tap the ball so that the ball stays near them. Now, why would they do that? Well, look at this situation. Okay, let's say there's a guy on third base, right? And, it's not very far. This guy can run here in just a few seconds, okay? So this guy, the batter, might just tap the ball somewhere over here, okay? And then the pitcher will have to run here to get the ball and throw it to the catcher at home plate. So, you know, it's very possible if there's a guy on maybe these guys aren't there, but there's one guy on third and this guy just trying to get this guy home. Okay. Then maybe it's a situation where a guy will bunt. Now, bunting is easier than swinging. You know, because if you bunt, you can kind of like see where the ball is coming and you can time it better and you can just kind of tap the ball either over here or over here. And it's a very common kind of play. The reason they do it is to try to advance one of these runners. So maybe they're trying to get this guy over here, or maybe they're trying to get this guy home, right? Now, these are very short distances. It's only 90 feet. Right? Between the bases is only 90 feet. That's about 27 meters. How fast does it take you to run 27 meters? It doesn't take very long, right? I mean, you know, in the Olympics, they have the 100 meter dash. Remember Usain Bolt from Jamaica? He can run the 100 meters in like 9 seconds. 9 seconds for 100 meters. Well, this is only 27 meters. So how many seconds do you think it would take this guy to run home? Maybe four or five seconds, right? It's very, very quick. They come home. So if this guy bunts and it the ball is here, I mean, for the pitcher to run here to get the ball and throw it here, you know, it's likely that this guy is going to get home. So that's why they bunt. So let's talk about the kinds of outs. So if you're a batter and you get 3 strikes, then you're out. Or if you hit the ball direct and someone catches it, then you're out. Or if someone tags you, let's say you're running and someone has the glove, has the ball in their glove and they tag you. That means they touch you. Tag means touch you with the ball in their glove. Baseball players wear gloves. The thing on their hand is called a baseball glove. Okay. They tag you with their glove, then you're out. Or sometimes they just need to touch the base. If they touch the base, then you're out. Okay, so there are these different kinds of outs. Okay. Now, let's say this guy is going to bat, right? And he hits it. Let's say he hits it over here somewhere. Like this, if he hits it, he has to run. He can't just stay there. He has to run here to first base. That's called a forced play. And also, this guy is going to need to run to second base. He's forced. It's a forced play. There can't be 2 guys on the same base. There can only be 1 person on a base at a time. So this guy is forced to go to first, and this guy's forced to go to second. So in this situation, the way this guy will get out, let's say it's not a very good hit. Let's say it's only a hit. Let's say it's a hit over here somewhere. And the third baseman grabs it. He's going to throw it here to second base. And the base second baseman just needs to stand on the base and have the ball in his glove. And this guy's out. He doesn't need to wait for this guy to come all the way out and tag him. He's out because it's a forced play. He just needs to touch the plate. Right, so these defenders, they just need to touch the plate. Now, there's a common kind of play in baseball called the double play. That means you get two outs in one play. So if this guy hits the ball and it goes here, this guy is going to throw it here, and then this guy, the second baseman, is going to throw it quickly to first base. Then both of these guys are going to be out. Right? Because those guys, they're fast. They can throw the ball really fast, a lot faster than these guys can run. Right? So it's going to be a really quick play. He's going to throw it here and throw it here, and then both of these guys are out. That's called a double play. Now, it could even be a triple play where, let's say there's another guy over here. So there's three runners, and this guy hits a bad hit right over here. This guy just needs to stand on here. Then this guy's out, right? This guy running from second to third would be out. He just needs to stand there. He doesn't need to wait for him to come because this all would be a forced play, right? He stands there. He's out. And then he quickly throws it to second base. And then the second baseman quickly throws it to first base before this guy gets there. That would be called a triple play. It's not very common in baseball to see triple plays. But it's possible. I have seen them. I have seen triple plays. So, yeah. But if you have to run, that's a forced play. If you don't have to run, that's not a forced play. So look at this guy. If the batter hits the ball here, he hits the ball. He's forced to run to first base. This guy doesn't need to run because nobody's pushing him, right? So he doesn't need to run. He could just stay there. Maybe it's too risky to run here. I mean, maybe this guy hits the ball and it goes here. Now, this guy's not going to take a risk and run over here, right? But this guy's forced to run to first base. Does that make sense? So they're forced plays and not forced, unforced plays, right? So this is in this situation, this guy doesn't need to run. And if he doesn't need to run, then, let's say he does run. Let's say he chooses to run. That means that somebody has to have the ball in their glove and tag him out. Okay? So it's not enough for the third baseman to just stand on the base holding the ball. That's not enough. He's going to have to tag the runner when he comes into third base. Okay, because it's not a forced play. If it were a forced play, then it's just enough for him to touch the base and be holding the ball in his glove. Does that make sense? Okay, so in baseball, there are innings. An inning means a period of time. Okay, so there's two halves of an inning. The first half is called the top half of the inning. That's when the away team bats until they have three outs. Okay, so one team, at the top of the inning, the first half of the inning, the away team, they bat first. Like the visiting team. So in Toronto, I mean, now the next two games here in the World Series are in Toronto. That means, right, tonight, when you watch the game tonight, is Toronto going to bat first? No, they're not going to bat first. It's going to be LA that bats first, right? So it's going to be the top of the inning. And then when they get three outs, then Toronto's going to bat. That's the home team, bats until they have three outs. And then that's the end of the inning. Okay, so top half, bottom half, and then that's done for the inning. And there are nine innings in a baseball game. Okay. So, you know, there's the top of the first, then the bottom of the first. Top of the second, bottom of the second. Top of the third, bottom of the third. It goes all the way down to nine. Okay, so nine. So basically, Each of these 9 innings has 2 parts, a top and a bottom. And whoever has the most runs at the end of the 9th inning wins. They win the game. Now, if it's tied at the end of the 9th inning, then they go into extra innings. And guys, I just watched the game a few nights ago between Toronto and LA. I think it was game three, I think it was. It went to 18 innings, I think. Was it 18? Yeah, I think it was 18 innings. That's how long, because it was tied at the end of the 9th inning and nobody got any runs for another 9 innings. So it was like watching 2 full baseball games back to back. I think it was like a 5 or 6 hour game. That was insane. I was awake till like early morning watching that game. It was crazy. Okay. Now, you might hear people talk about a 1-2-3 inning, right? You might hear the commentator. You might say, oh, that was a 1-2-3 inning. That means 3 outs happen very quickly. Okay. It's very common in baseball for innings to be over very quickly. You know, imagine if one guy gets up to bat. He's the first batter. And let's say he strikes out. Right, just a few, you know, maybe 2 minutes, 1 or 2 minutes, he's struck out. So he has to go back and sit down. And then the next batter comes up, and let's say he hits a fly ball, and someone catches it. Well, then he's out. He goes, sits back down. It's only another 2 minutes. So now it's only 4 minutes. We've only had 4 minutes in the inning. And then the third batter comes up. Let's say he hits a grounder. And then someone grabs it and throws it to first base before he gets there. Then he's out. Then it's out. Bam. Done. That side is retired. Retired means they're done. They got 3 outs. Now they have to go sit down. Now they have to come out onto the field and play defense, right? Because now it's the other team's turn to bat, all right? So maybe it'll be really quick. Maybe both halves will go by really quick. So some innings, they're only literally a few minutes, guys. So it could go quick, but some innings do take a long time. If both teams are batting really well, and I mean, it could go for an inning could go for, I don't know, like 20 minutes or more. So how long is a game? Well, it's about 3 hours. It's about a 3-hour event. So if you go watch a baseball game, or if you watch on TV tonight, you know, just search for MLB. And if you find out which channel, you know, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you might find, if you have a TV, you might find it online. I hope you, or if you don't have a TV, maybe on your computer or on your phone, you can, you know, you can watch it somewhere. I don't know. And yeah, it's about a 3-hour event. Okay, so most baseball games are around here where, you know, you go, if you go to the stadium, right, you will sit there, you'll eat a few hot dogs, you'll drink a few beverages, and you'll just kind of enjoy the atmosphere. You'll kind of enjoy the whole event. Baseball is not a very, like, it's not a very high intensity kind of a sport. It's more a sport you go and watch and you just kind of enjoy the whole event. Like I said, most baseball games have many innings that are very boring, right? If maybe a guy's striking out and nobody's getting on base, maybe a few innings, there's nobody even gets on base. It's possible. And so that doesn't, you know, it's not very exciting. But then maybe there's an inning where the bases are loaded, you know, and someone hits a grand slam. That's like the highlight of the game, right? So a baseball game is kind of pretty, it can be pretty low intensity, but then there are like some peaks, right? Yeah, so tonight's game, I have no idea what the score is going to be. There have been some games in this series so far that have been pretty high scoring, like where you maybe there's more than 10 runs. Yeah, I think like there may be 15 runs or something like that. But then there are other games where it's been pretty low scoring, like maybe, you know, 5 or 6 runs. That's it. So I don't know. Usually, like if there are high runs, that means the game was pretty exciting, right? There were a lot of good hits, a lot of good running, and you know, it's nice to see runs. But yeah, it's not as high intensity as, I don't know, like basketball, for example. Is you're just, it's back and forth, right? Guys are moving quickly and they're shooting, and you know, yeah, it's and it's really high points in basketball. You know, an average game has like 100, each team gets like 100 points or more, right? But in baseball, it can be a bit a lot of people find baseball boring because there can be many innings where nothing even happens. So I don't know. Let me know what you think about it. I'm excited for tonight's game. It's going to be great. It's a big moment, like I said, in Canadian sports. You know, guys, it has been decades since a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. I can't even remember when the last time, I think it was when I was a kid, was the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. I'm tempted to say it was the Montreal Canadiens. I can't remember. It's been so long since a Canadian sports team has really won anything, right? Like the World Cup soccer is going to happen here in Canada and the US and Mexico next summer, right? Is Canada going to win? Well, nobody's expecting Canada to win anything because Canadian soccer is not as good as like Brazilian or German soccer, right? But I mean, I hope we win. Hope Canada wins. But, you know, even for hockey, for the Stanley Cup, which happens every year. And by the way, this also happens every year. Okay, so the reason this is such a big event now for Canada is because the Blue Jays are in the final in the World Series. But the World Series, I mean, the World Series happens every year, just like the Stanley Cup happens every year, right? You have your normal season for the sport, and then after the normal season is the playoffs. And then at the end of the playoffs, you have, in baseball, you have the World Series. In hockey, you have the Stanley Cup. So, guys, it's just, you know, it's been so long since a Canadian team has won anything. That's why it's exciting today. Today is a very exciting day in Canadian sports. It's the most exciting day for a long time, in many years. So, get excited, guys. I'm excited. I'm wearing my Blue Jays hat like I do every day. We'll see what happens. So let me know if you're going to watch the game tonight. That's it. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Blue Jays will win the World Series? I hope so, guys. And I hope you enjoy, you know, just it. Baseball is a very simple game to understand. You hit the ball. You need to run around the bases and get home and score runs. Now, like I said, there's so many words that you probably don't really understand. Words for different kinds of plays and stuff like that. Don't worry if you don't understand. I mean, don't let all that vocabulary kind of, don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it prevent you from just enjoying the game tonight. Just enjoy it as much as you can. Watch it. It's only 3 hours, guys. It's a good experience. It'll be a good cultural experience for you if you've never watched baseball before. Just sit down, cheer for the Toronto Blue Jays. Get some food. Get some friends over. Enjoy some beverages. There you have it, guys. So, wish me luck. And as always, I love you very much. Hope you're doing great. And I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.